This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, Sculpture by the Sea is one of those rare art events, like the Archibalds, I guess, that crosses over into the mainstream and brings art to the masses. David Handley is the founding director of the event, and he's squeezing us in before their big media launch later this morning. Hi, David.
Good morning, Katrina. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, was it part of your original vision for the event to bring art to a wider audience in the way that it does?
It very much was. There were so many different ideas that led to Sculpture by the Sea, but that was very much one of them. Another was to help facilitate the dreams of artists, and the other was I had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder as an Australian student living overseas, that you never heard about Australia in the international media except for our reef, our rock, our kangaroos and our bridge, and the occasional sport.
Yeah.
Information. And I thought it'd be great to have an event that really projected Sydney and Australia in a natural, relaxed, but also sophisticated way overseas. So a lot of those ideas all came together.
And the thing is, it's turned out to be brilliant from the point of view of, you know, the era of Facebook and Instagram, where now photos of Sculpture by the Sea can just be instantly broadcast around the world.
Yes, we've got about 500,000 stringers working for Sculpture by the Sea these days.
Fantastic.
It's quite the phenomenon. It really is.
I took my six-year-old along last year, and I thought last year's exhibition was particularly accessible for children. I actually couldn't drag her away. I think her exact words were, "Oh, it's too amazing. I just can't leave." Is this year's exhibition going to have as wide appeal and be as accessible as it was last year?
I hope so. But can we hire your daughter as our publicist?
Well, she was very smitten, yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, There's some works that are just really quite wonderful. One which children will adore is right at the back of Tamarama Park. Mm-hmm. There's hundreds and hundreds of plastic children's toys suspended in the air, and it's near where we have our school's education program, and it's a very, very much a kid magnet.
Yeah, well, they loved the road crossing one last year, you know, with the buttons that you could press and, you know, stuff that they could really get into. Now, you've had some fairly publicised financial woes keeping the exhibition financially viable without wanting to turn it into, Golden Arches by the Sea kind of thing. Is the future of the exhibition still in doubt, or are things looking more secure?
It's not in doubt, but I have to say Sculpture of the Sea has been the joy of my life and the albatross around my neck.
Yeah.
And the albatross has been just finding the money for the show. And we've got some wonderful sponsors who help us out and who understand what we're trying to do. For example, Hyundai puts on a free car shuttle service from Tamarama to Bondi, very family friendly with booster seats and all those things. Mm. And that's what we like our sponsors to do, to get involved with helping everyone have a really relaxed and enjoyable experience. But it is a struggle, and this year, very happily, the Macquarie Group came on as our top-level sponsor, and today we're announcing the Macquarie Group Sculpture Prize, so one artist is going to be very happy as well.
Yeah, it's quite a big prize, isn't it?
Yeah, $60,000. It's the most generous sculpture prize in New South Wales, and I know who it is at the moment, and I want to just burst it out and shout it out, but we're going to have to wait another 2 hours.
It's not Bert Flugelman, is it? Because that would be a bit tragic.
Yes, well, because Bert passed away earlier this year, we decided that we would honour him and his memory and just what a substantial sculptor and person he was in Australia. And so there are two of his works in the show, but they're not in competition.
Right.
It's not, I suppose, in keeping with what we wanted to do in honouring Bert's memory. And the idea was a really nice one that another artist had, which was to have a work from earlier in his career. So we've got a beautiful piece called Equestrian from 1967 and another piece from 2009. And they're very, very different, and they're sited quite close to each other. So in a snapshot, you get a few decades of the wonderful man that was Bert Flugelman.
Yeah, that's great. And can you tell us about one or two of this year's other standout pieces? I know that the Bubble Number 5 has been, you know, very highly publicised so far, but what are some of the other ones that you think are worth mentioning?
There's two I'm looking at the moment on Tamarama Beach. One is a giant washed-up iceberg on Tamarama Beach, and that's really quite a spectacular work, and visually just very arresting and really quite well made. And there's one which the children will love, but which we can't have them run through because it's just not not going to work. Mm. It's going to be a kid magnet. So I'm a bit terrified about how this is going to unfold over the next few days. But 8,000 tiny flags in a 30-meter diameter circle on Tamarama Beach called Red Center by Carl Billingsley from the USA. And they all flutter in the breeze. But we thought that the tops of these were slightly more protected with rubber. And that's not the case. So we're having to actually have a discreet rope around it to stop kids getting too close, because little three-year-olds trip over in the sand.
Yeah, so, yeah, note to parents, keep the toddlers away from the that one.
Yes, but I think that'll be fairly obvious. At the moment, it's actually properly danger taped off, but as we finalise everything and fine-tune the show, there'll just be a discreet rope. But as you say, yes, note to parents, so thank you.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks so much for telling us a little bit about this year's exhibition, and all the best. I'm sure it's going to be a smash success as usual.
And thank you for your interest, and thank your daughter for loving the show.
Okay. That's David Handley. He's the founding director of Sculpture by the Sea. It's on all day, every day, until November 10.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.